1-800-449-8686. And now more on The Phil Hendry Show.
So just remember, King Kong, it's a wild thing. My words to the wise. And good evening. It's The Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686. And I have to leave tonight to go up to a place where we go. We go to a place every Christmas for the weekend. It's our Christmas weekend trip. And the problem is that the rooms don't have phones in them, so I can't reach my wife, and I don't know whether I'm supposed to go up tomorrow morning or whether I got to hang around and pick up my son from the airport because he's coming back from college. We always get together and we go to this place and hang. So I'm just all in a tither. So anyway, I guess what I'll do is, well, Harry's going to get on the phone and call him and find out exactly what's the deal. My son is coming back from college. You know, when you got guys away at school and you want to get everybody together for a family thing, there's a lot of scheduling. There are train tables to keep, to sort of, so to speak. And guys are flying in. I don't know whether I'm going to get them tonight. I guess I'm going to get them tomorrow morning and drive them over there. I don't know. Why am I bothering you with this? Look, on the 22nd of December, we're doing our webcast, our fourth or fifth webcast. This is our annual pre-Christmas holiday webcast, and it will be for the full 3 hours of the show. You'll watch us do the show, how we do the show, when we do the show, why we do the show, and why don't we stop doing the show? We'll answer that question, too. And you can watch it all for only $6.95. And guess what? That $6.95 also gets you access to the entire comedy archive on our website at www.philhendryshow.com. And while you're on our website, you can check out our souvenir shop. It's got tremendous items, for sale for Christmas time, man. We got a brand new Ted's of Beverly Hills shirt that celebrates the opening of Ted's new restaurant in New York. We're also going to have a bunch of Bobby Dooley merchandise that's going to be pretty slamming. I mean, we got the a Chicks t-shirt, the I Love Phil t-shirt. We got a bunch of we have more things, man, and it's all quality, baby. This is not garbage. This is the real quality stuff. And I always get these two kinds of emails. Hey, Phil, your stuff is really expensive. Or, hey, Phil, why can't you just have mugs and T-shirts? And why do you have to have all this, nobody's going to wear a bowling shirt. I mean, nobody can be happy, right? Well, the stuff's high quality, yet costs a little more, and we don't care. I mean, I'm just going to be honest with you. Because we've got the coolest stuff in our souvenir shop. And if you have a Phil Hendry fan in your family, or you am one, you can get what you need, baby, because we got what you need at the Phil Hendry Show souvenir shop on our website. Which brings me to another topic. When we go on in a new affiliate, there are three kinds of listeners to the Phil Hendry Show. Ones that really do understand the show and like it. Ones that think they understand the show, and ones that think they understand the show, and they ain't even got a freaking clue. Now, that last one I mentioned, those are most of the callers we get from new affiliates. And then they go on to level two, where they, wait a minute, now I get what he's doing. And they still don't understand it. What I would heartily recommend is to go to our website and take a look at it, man, before you, call the show and think you get what's going on. Because it's kind of, you're embarrassing yourselves. I'm not talking about the cats that get on the air. I'm talking about some of the numbnuts that we're talking to off the air. Wow. Some of these cats calling up with these, some guy called the other day. Hi, my name's Linda. I go like, A, get acting lessons. B, do something with that voice. C, get back to your mop and bucket. So anyway, go to our website, www.philhendryshow.com, and check out all the crap that's there. And when I say crap, I do mean it's good. Oh, yeah. We got a new This Week in History on our website. This Week in History, Star Trek debuted, and the world has never been the same, and it has been a much sadder place to live in. And I'm kidding. I'm sure it's a lot of fun for cats that, put the Klingon mask on. I can only hope that Klingon mask that you've taped to your kisser never comes off. How'd you like to be walking around with that thing permanently affixed to your face? That ain't so funny, is it? Where are you? I was at a Star Trek convention. I put it on with super glue. Yeah. Now you really look like a jackass. Freaking cabbage head. And to the guy that was at the corner of Ventura and Sepulveda tonight at about 6:45, I was late coming into work, but as I was attempting to cross Sepulveda on Ventura Boulevard, a guy pulled up on my right. Now, that's fine, except the right-hand lane, the one next to me, was a turning lane. And the lane light turned green. It was a green arrow. So if he was following the green arrow, he was supposed to turn right. But he didn't want to do that. He wanted to shoot through the intersection, go in front of me, and make his way down Ventura that way. Now, it wouldn't be so bad, but this turd is sitting in his car with the cell phone up to his ear, not one of the hands free, and people are leaning on their horn trying to get him to move because they're all turning left or turning right, and he's going straight ahead. So I thought, well, this cannot go unaddressed. So we both gunned it right when the green light hit. I'm in a Jaguar. He's in a Porsche. Who do you think won? The Porsche? Wrong again. This guy, and I'm like gunning through. Now the guy's in a bus lane, so he had no choice but to slow down and go around me. And as he went by, and I could hear people honking at him, I hung it out the window. I hung one high and proud, just a nice big stiff one, right? Just waiting for him to turn around and come back. Had he turned around and come back, I would have cried and ran inside the building and asked security to deal with it. But, you know, for that brief moment, I acted like I was in charge. And it was pretty cool because he didn't turn around, thank God, because he actually looked like a mafia hitman. At least I could see just a trace of oil on the hair. I'm kidding around. Okay, that racism is out of the way. What else we got? We got our flashback by request coming up. And this is Mark tells me this is, which one, Mark? This is the, when Lloyd kicked a stroller out of an elevator. I don't even want to know why he did that. Lloyd, our Korean War veteran, heating and plumbing executive, retired, kicked a stroller out of an elevator with a kid in it, no doubt. He knocked over the kiosk with the stroller. Okay. 1-800-449-8686. That's coming up on the Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry. 1-800-449-8686. The Phil Hendry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
Speaking of the traffic over there, and we have our flashback coming up, by the way. The traffic down there at Ventura and Sepulveda, just to give you an idea, it's like any city that you live in. Here in town, we have the freeway on-ramp, or is it the off-ramp? It's the off-ramp over here, the 405 that dumps out onto Ventura Boulevard. They've been working on it since last summer. And they've been actually since last spring. What am I saying? And I know that because I usually would take that on-ramp to go home, but instead I hang a right, and then I do a left, and then I go a right, and then I go a left, and I got to do a whole dance, which is fine. I understand I work on the thing. But when you guys work on it, you're not supposed to make it worse, are you? And I'm not complaining, but I'm telling you, I just heard, I don't want to get off that freeway there. Now it takes 18 years to get off that freaking freeway over there. Sync up the lights, get some cops, let's get it going, baby. Come on. Who's that mayor? Villaraigosa, or what the hell's his name? Villaraigosa. He put one cop over here at Ventura and Sepulveda. That's not a bad start. I guess, you know, you get points for trying, but let's go, man. Let's see if you're going to do it right, okay? Otherwise, don't stick a cop over there in shorts with white gloves, and I think I'm in the Bahamas. What, do you think I'm on vacation? Some guy over there with the shorts and the white gloves, and oh, isn't this lovely? No, it ain't lovely. It's L.A. Now, get a guy over here at in front of that freaking Whole Foods. You know, you got a lot of freaking hippies coming out of there, man. They're all going in there to get chilled out. They go in and they get their herbal tea, and they get their aromatherapy, and they get a watermelon and some fruit or whatever these fruits get. Then they walk out into that, and they turn into psycho killer. They go from drinking herbal tea to Ed Gein within 40 steps because of that off-ramp. You want a bunch of hippies making masks out of your skin? No, thank you. You got a cop over here at Sepulveda and Ventura. Get a copper down there at the off-ramp at Ventura and the 405 is what I'm talking about. When you get off the 405 north at Ventura, get a cop there because that's a nightmare, man. As Gunny Highway would say, it's a cluster bang, sir. You got traffic backed out onto the freeway now. That's how great that job was done. It'll take you, what did you say, Mark? It took a half hour. Okay, in other words, what I'm talking about is 200 yards away from where we work. It took him 10 minutes to even get through the light. I understand we're short of cops. You know what we ought to do? Let's do some of that deficit spending that they do in Washington. Let's hire a bunch of cops, go into the red ink. Who gives a crap? Let's have somebody sponsor L.A. What do you think of that? How about you guys having somebody sponsor your city? You know how they sponsor Olympics? Los Angeles, brought to you by BVD Underwear. Why not? If they can sponsor the Olympics and they can sponsor this and that, how about they just sponsor our town? They pay the freight, and as a result, only their billboards are allowed in our city. I love it. Or how about only their billboards allowed on public property? Let's say BVD signs up to sponsor the entire city of L.A. They pay all the tab, right? In other words, they pay the freight for everything. And in exchange, we give them all the billboard space on public property.
That's a lot of bulge.
What is that supposed to mean?
You're going to have a bunch of bulges all over.
Oh, what a sick... Everything's sex with you, bud.
You think I'm gay?
Frankly, yes. I don't care if there's a bunch of crotches hanging all over the place, man. It's paying the freight. I want that. I want it, and I want it now. And the women, it's a nice thing for them. So they're all on the, and why not? I don't know. Probably, why? Because it's too good an idea. That's why. Time now for our flashback. This is from JD. Says, Phil, Lloyd had an accident on an elevator with a metal baby stroller. He was talking to you from the horse track. The bit is well over a year old. It's a beautiful thing, JD. Okay, JD, we found it. Lloyd didn't dig people sticking their hands in the elevator door and say, oh, could you hold on? You know how people do that? Well, here's how he dealt with it.
I'm a mother of four, and the point I wanted to make is, in his statement at one point, he had said that the woman said, can you please hold the door? And he's talking about respect. He needs to respect that this woman is a mother of four, and maybe her children will be going off to war, and he needs to respect her. And how arrogant is he to say that the elevator only belongs to him?
No, I didn't say that, but, I'm on the elevator. There were three other people on the elevator. Where does she get off telling me to hold the elevator? In other words, I was fast enough to get on it. Why doesn't she hurry her often pregnant rear end up?
You're saying to me that a pregnant woman with children deserves no less respect than you? My grandfather was also in the Korean War, and my grandfather, whenever he sees a pregnant woman or a woman with children, will always hold the elevator for her.
Well, yes, you will.
Always hold the door for her.
If you're behind her, you'll hold the door. But once I'm on the elevator and I'm ready to go, now she comes along with a couple of kids who you say may be veterans. For all I know, they may be at San Quentin.
What nationality was this woman that you're assuming that her children will end up in jail?
She looked an awful like a lot of these, some of these whites that live down in the... We have a couple of mobile home parks in Monrovia, of these whites.
So not only are you arrogant and self-absorbed, thinking that it's only for you, but you can make judgment calls about other people.
No, ma'am. All I'm saying is for these arrogant people to take a second out of their so-called busy day and check and see if a veteran is on the elevator before you put your kid in there.
How is she going to know you're a veteran when all she's doing is trying to get an elevator?
First of all, she said, will you hold the elevator? And I said, no, I will not. She got her answer. So then does she begin to intrude on my life and the lives of the other people on it?
So she said, you said, no, I will not, and then proceeded to kick a baby so hard that it flipped through the air. And if you were trained, to recognize what things are. You must have known.
Good point. Good point, Rebecca.
He had a stroller.
I saw a flash of metal. A woman's arm, with the red fingernails.
Most strollers, sir, I have four children. Most strollers are made out of plastic and they're blue. You would have been able to tell the difference. And if you were trained in personal and close combat, you would have known the difference.
She should have had the common decency to wait for another elevator instead of trying to cram us with a... How dare she try to frighten me further by cutting off my air? And
your air?
The claustrophobia of an elevator is one thing. To put a baby stroller in there, trying to cut my air off, and that's
a
personal threat.
Issue. This is not a respect issue. You've got like personal problems that you need to deal with.
Ma'am, I'm saying that every day is a survival issue.
I thank Rebecca. We do need to take a break.
Well, I want to make this final point, if I could, Phil, to simply say every day is a survival issue for. And if you see a metal stroller, fine. You see a metal stroller. I see a Chinese rifle, and it was a very distinct rifle. The Chinese used an M1. And sweet living Christ, who is busier, a stupid woman with a kid or a man fighting for his life at the Chosin Reservoir? Last time I checked, I held a rifle in my guts in the mud, and she's got a throw-up bib on her shoulder looking for a play school.
Oh, man. Lloyd, you're good, man. You're sharp. It's really great. I just dig. I love that whole idea that Lloyd is, you know, she's supposed to check first that is there any veteran on this elevator? Yes. And I also like that thing. She asked, "Will you hold the elevator?" And I said, "No, I will not." She got her answer. And then she tries to push the stroller in, and he kicks it so hard it flies through the air and knocks a kiosk over. Boy, that guy has got, yeah, he's got issues. You know, they talk about the NOM vets. I bet you those Korean vets are, you know, all the veterans are great guys. Some of them need a little help, and they do get their help. Hopefully at the VA. If they don't, well, we read about it on the news, man. Got to help those guys. There you go. How about we make with, I'll pay extra taxes for that, but no, forget it. It ain't popular this year, I guess. All right, 1-800-449-8686, the world-famous Phil Henry Show on the air here. And our webcast, as I mentioned, is on the 22nd. Please check our website to find out how you can get your backstage pass to watch our fifth webcast. And that, again, is on the 22nd of this month, and it'll be preceding the Christmas holidays. Have you got your baking done? You know, I don't mind it when someone, like one woman says it to another, but when a woman asks me, Phil, have you got your baking done? Do I look like I bake? Well, yes, I have gotten my baking done. My shortening bread cookies are done, and they're in a basket, and I'm ready to mail them off. Do you know people who do, like, regular stuff for the... Somebody... Do you ever get the friend who's got... And I've done my... You know, and they'll tell you... And you, oh, God, though, I can't stand those, you know. Well, I've done my peanut butter brittle again this year. Really? Boy, I can't wait. What? Really? Well, I've got about 10 tons. I'll send it to you. Some people dig these cookies that got no sugar in them and there's no taste. You know, like, what is that about, man? You know the cookies you know those ones? I don't know how to describe them. I'll tell you, like those Cars crackers. You ever had Cars crackers? They suck. What the hell is that about? It's one box. You get 20. There's no salt. There's no nothing on it. And they call it a gourmet cracker. It costs like triple what a freaking Ritz costs. And Ritz tastes great. And these Cars crackers... I'd rather be chewing on freaking cardboard, man. I'd rather chew on a styrofoam than eat a Cars cracker. How about that for a commercial? Aren't you afraid, Phil, they'll never be a sponsor? Are you kidding? 1-800-449-8686. The world-famous Phil Henry Show. Get into some news coming up.
Phil Henry Show. 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. The Phil Henry Show is back.
Got some email I want to read. This one from Sean in Vancouver. And he writes, what do you think of the Trailer Park Boys DVDs? I own the whole collection. I'm a big fan of the series. I'm just curious what you thought. I haven't seen them all. What I have seen is funnier than hell. And I got the whole collection that I'm taking with me this weekend. And I'm going to watch that. Man, I got so much cool stuff. I'm going to be just sitting on my dead can, checking out the tube this weekend. And I don't care who knows it. And if anybody says to me, don't you want to go to bed early so we can get up and ride horses in the morning? No. I'll ride horses, but I ain't going to bed early. I don't go to bed early for any horse. Not me. Now, you guys have got to look at this Trailer Park Boys. It's on Canadian TV. Naturally, it's on Canadian TV. All the good shows are either in Canada or in Britain. They ain't here. Well, except for the one that we're going to be on this spring, Teachers on NBC. Now then, here's one of the episodes. See, they can use the S word on Canadian television, I guess. They can say SH. See, it is the most juvenile thing in the world not to be able to speak the English language, even in its colloquial form, because of the puritanical roots of some of our forefathers, because of the perception that all things European, because I understand what this is about. You understand that when you are not allowed to say the S word or the F word on radio and television, even though they say it in Europe or in Canada, the reason for all of this, The reason why America is different from the rest of the world is because we don't trust Europe. That's where we're from, essentially. Yes, I know we have Hispanic and African American, but the roots of the country, culturally, go back to Europe. And we hated its guts. We wanted out, and we wanted out fast. When we got here, we wanted everything to be anal, wearing high button collars, funny looking hats with those big, you know, those bell-shaped guns. What the hell is that? You know how you, what is that? Is that the turkey gun? It's going to blow the freaking turkey into kibbles, man. I mean, and everything, and since then, what's happened is everything in Europe is suspect. They say the S word on, oh, really? Well, that's okay. Then we're not saying it. Why? Because they do it over there, man. So we got this whole thing with Europe. And it's compounded by the fact that we go over, we fight for their ass every now and again, and we kill, get a bunch of our guys are dead. So then we're like totally like, oh, well, you, those people are a pain. I know, but it's cool to get to say S and F on the TV. Whatever. It ain't worth it, man. Saying S and F on a TV and a radio is not worth it if it's going to make us more like them. That's what we're afraid of. We don't want to go back to being them. When we came over here, man, we said that enough with them. This is who we are now, see? No kings, no kings, no kings, man. You remember the guy in Do the Right Thing, the pizza owner, Sal, the pizza owner? And he'd say, when you come into Sal's, there's no music. No music, no music, no music. And then he took a baseball bat to Radio Raheem's radio. Do you guys remember the movie? Well, it's the same thing here in America. When you come to America, no S word, no chinks, no Chinese, no frogs, no nothing, man. Although the Chinese are Asian, so we don't want no Limeys, no Slovaks, no Wops, no Wops, no Wops. So because they get to say F, S, M, F, all that crap on the radio and the TV in Europe and Canada, we're not going to do it. It's not that it's going to corrupt us. It's not that it's going to make the children worse. Kids are already saying MF and S. Man, I've never heard kids, like when I was a kid, I kind of kept it cool around adults. Not no more they don't, man. I mean, you're sitting in a I'd be sitting in Chuck E. Cheese, and I'm listening to an eight-year-old going, are you kidding me? What an MF and piece of, you know, and he slugs the little Pooh Bear machine. So keeping it off the TV and radio didn't help there. All right. It's got nothing to do with any of that. What it's got to do with, just remember that I said this, okay? And then I'll tell you about a little trailer park thing, and then I'll get back to the email. Just remember you heard this on the Phil Show, right? When they won't let you say F or S on the radio, ain't because it's going to hurt the kids. When they don't want to have sex on television, it ain't because it's going to hurt the kids. When they don't want to have all that stuff, it's because they don't want to be like the Europeans. It goes way back 200 years. When we left them behind, we left them for good. They're all a bunch of douchebags, and we don't want to be like them. Okay, well, what if that meant that we got to walk around wearing a big, long Pinocchio nose with no underwear on, and in fact, no pants on? Well, then that's what we're doing. All right, anyway, here it is. It's season 5, episode 2 of the Trailer Park Boys. Julian's got a plan. He takes the S-mobile, I can't say the word, and Ricky's gun, and he takes off without telling the boys where he's headed. While Bubbles, Bubbles is the chick. While Bubbles cleans the empty liquor bottles out of his shed, Julian shows up at Sarah's and tells her he needs Corey and Trevor to work for him. Sarah says she'll allow it as long as Julian treats them nicely. Sarah explains that she's not Corey and Trevor's girlfriend. She's just looking out for their best interests. Meanwhile, Ricky's pissed that J-Rock took the money he made harvesting weed from Corey and Trevor as a record-producing fee. Ricky takes J-Rock stereo equipment as payback, including turntables and microphones. He even takes the clothes dryer. Ricky then heads over to Lucy's place to give Trinity the equipment as gifts. Ricky is turned on by Lucy, but he can't figure out why. Bubbles explains that Corey and Trevor gave Lucy some of their drug money, and she got a boob job. That's heavy. That's just a bunch of dumbasses living in a trailer park. Oh, my God, it's great. And that's just one of the episodes. So I'm going to be checking this out, man, big time. Thanks for asking, sir. Next up, here's Manny in North Carolina. He says, Phil, ever think they'll move you over to Sirius as well as XM? No, sir. There's two different companies. It's like having a show on NBC and CBS. Ain't going to happen. After all, they have all the NFL games on Sunday, home and visitor broadcasts. Get over there, man. Oh, by the way, do you ever head to the East Coast? You're on here in Asheville, North Carolina, and we'd love to have a visit from you. We had Al Franken come here a couple of weeks ago. Boy, is he a barrel of fun. Jesus. Other than his hot assistant, what a bore. I work at Clear Channel Asheville, so I can hook you up with all the right folks. Really, Manny? That's great. Tell you what, if you work for Clear Channel in Asheville, why don't you have them pay our way out there? Thank you, and good night. All right, we'll take a break. 1-800-449. I don't mean to sound, you know, mercenary, but that's how I'm sounding. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry Show. 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. The Phil Hendry Show is back.
You know, I was reading yesterday, and I wanted to get to that. It really bothered me, the whole thing with the Minnesota Vikings. Let me tell you what bothers me, and I don't know if you heard about it, but there were some Minnesota Vikings out on a boat. They had strippers. They were performing sex on them, so on and so forth. And this is what athletes do. In fact, it's what single men do. Okay? And like that jackass that was in traffic next to me tonight, when a guy was trying to cut in front of me, that's what he does. I know it's not against the law. Now, for some reason, it's a real big deal if it's a Minnesota Viking. And I get it that the guys are supposedly role models. What I don't understand is whose business is it anyway that some guys are out on a boat with strippers? Do you understand what I'm talking about? Who decided to stick their freaking nose into this? Well, I'll tell you why. Because when you go up north, and when I mean north, baby, I'm talking north. I mean Minnesota, Wisconsin, North Dakota. You're going up into a higher, thicker concentration of rednecks than any holler in Mississippi. I'm telling you, any barbershop in Mississippi ain't got nothing on the Iron Range of Minnesota. So let's just say you go to the average barbershop in, say, let's pick a town, Selma, Alabama. You think you got rednecks in there? Guess what? Stand back. Make way for the new king. You guys in the barbershop in Selma, you better just clear out, man, because the new man's in town, and he's called a Minnesotan. And when you get up to that Iron Range, you get up to northern Minnesota, oh, man, they got some guys up there. There's no teeth. Forget that. No. You don't think there's teeth, do you? Secondly, no, you don't need a gas cap. All you got to do is shove a rag in it. Tons of cars running around with rags hanging out of them. Third, hockey is the game. And what that means basically is when you're playing hockey, you get hit in the head a lot. You also drown a lot because they're so stupid and they can't wait to get on the ice to play their little hockey games that they play well into the spring when the ice begins to thin and then eventually crack. And the guy sinks to the bottom like a rock because he's wearing skates that wear 30 pounds. So he's dead. Now, throw into that mix some black guys. The reason why I say is there was a story when I was up in Minneapolis. I worked there for a year at a radio station, which I won't say the name of it. We're on the air in Minneapolis on KSTP. At least we used to be. I don't have any freaking idea, man. If you go to work, you know, one of the reasons why I never wanted to put affiliates on our website is they change all the time. They said, hey, why don't you have an affiliate list, Phil? Everybody else does. I don't want to have an affiliate list because it's the same. I'm on a new station in Houston. Has it been updated? No. Okay. So I think I'm on KSTP in Minneapolis. Maybe I'm on WCCO. If I am, I apologize for what I'm about to say, but you guys are real douchebags. Anyway, thanks for having me on your station. So I was up there, and there was a story out of a town in northern Minnesota that had a basketball team, and as such, had recruited young athletes for their basketball team, their college team. They recruited young African-American players who would be students there at the school. Well, the town was so suspicious of these black guys. See, this is something you figure is out of the 50s or 60s, and it would never happen now in the South. Never happen now in the South. It's happening every day right next door in places like Mankato, Minnesota, Edina, and all of those toilets. I don't say toilet. It's a very fine place. It's really nice. But I was really outraged, honest to God. I don't get really angry at too many things not having to do with me. But this was, so these guys were up there playing basketball, and what happened was a couple of girls wanted to go out with the guys. The guys wanted to go out with the girls. And suddenly the fathers are, oh, hey, what's going on over here anyway, okay? And it all turned into a big thing. The kids finally said, you know what? All of you people can take it and stuff it. Take it, stuff it, only first turn it sideways. and then jam it up left a little bit. And we hope there's blood. And they split town. Because it really is disgusting when you encounter it. And the ignorance is beyond belief. The stupidity is something that it only you can't even begin to imagine it. I'll give you an example. Like, for instance, when they heard about the riots in L.A. up there, when they wanted to find out about how at risk everybody was, they called Pacific Palisades. Hey, are you people okay? It's touch and go. Yeah, okay, let's see, the riots are another 30 miles the other way. At Pacific Palisades, guy sitting out by his pool. Yeah, it's pretty rough, man. I can see the smoke from South Central barely if I get out a, you know, freaking Hubble telescope. But they're all like, they don't get it. They think they're going to get a bird's eye view on things. So when you go up there, you meet these rednecks. Now, this trailer park boys, I love because these are the rednecks I'm talking about. They've got the, yeah, you've seen the whole Great White North bit that Dave Thomas and Rick Moranis did. That's kind of the more amiable ones. But the real ugly ones, they're just flat dumb. And they got, if you want the really ugly, frightening ones, go see Fargo and that blonde guy in Fargo. Oh, God. Remember that cat? Unguin. I need Unguin. Just this real iceberg kind of killer. Some dude that they just chipped out of a block of ice, and he's got smoke pouring out of his nose from the Pall Mall Strait, and he can't wait to go and take a chainsaw to a guy as he cruises through downtown Minneapolis on freaking black ice. It's scary. So I'm going to be really digging watching Trailer Park Boys. Thank you. Hey, Phil, here's another email. I love your show. I'm a Marine stationed at Cherry Point, North Dakota. A group of guys and I went to Charlotte about a year ago. We were drinking on a back porch on a friend's house. Your show came on, and Jay Sanders was talking about taking Marine Corps and flag decals off of cars. We all got pissed, and one of my friends got so upset, he picked up the bomb box and smashed it on the ground. We're all hardcore fans now and bring your CDs with us on every deployment. However, one thing, can you spare some change for a new radio? Because of this dumbass that smashed it on the ground. Anyway, thanks for supporting the troops. People like you make our job easier, even though we busted up a radio. We can't be that bright. Chris. Seriously. It says bomb box, dude. Well, dude, I don't know if there's new terms for it now, man. I know it's a boom box. They used to call them ghetto blasters. Maybe they call them a freaking bomb box now. Think about it.
Yeah, no, it's boom box.
Okay, bud, thanks.
No, it's boom box.
Thank you. 1-800-449-8686.
It's boombox.
I got it. Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry Show. 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. The Phil Hendry Show is back.
Let me tell you the major difference between a northern redneck and a southern redneck, and here it is, because I've lived with both of them. I've lived in close proximity to both of them. The South a little bit longer than North, but it doesn't make any difference. I was there long enough. The difference between a Southern redneck and a Northern redneck, and when I say redneck, understand that I'm not talking about the kind of affable subcultural character that we all love. You know, I'm not talking about a guy with a baseball cap and he's going to go out and fish. I mean these guys that are, you know, they're like, they got the meth lab, you know, they're snorting the, you know, the proverbial crank off the hunting knife thing. You know, there's some serious drug addiction and a little wife beating. The difference is the women of northern rednecks, the female northern redneck, will slit your throat for a farthing. I ain't kidding you, man. Those chicks are bad. Badass, man. Southern redneck chicks, they're just the ones that sit shotgun in the truck and, "Daddy's going on, get a beer." Oh, is that where Daddy is?
Yeah, that's right.
"Daddy needs a new pair of shoes."
"And Mommy needs milk."
Good. So they're very friendly and, you know, the men. But the chicks, the northern redneck chicks, they'll blow your brains out, man. I mean, they look good. I mean, as far as it goes, they, you know, they've got the Wolverine tattooed on their shoulder. It's just, you know, that's like a lot of those porn movies where they want you to think that you're looking at high school girls until you see this large, you know, Harley Davidson tattoo in the middle of her back. And then you realize, no, I'm afraid she's not a college co-ed, man. So blow it out your you know what. College co-eds on the loose. And there she's got like stretch marks and an enormous tattoo of a, like, you know, it says Pennzoil. Phil Hendry Show.
1-800-449-8686. The world famous Phil Hendry Show.